Listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Reading today from God's holy word as we find it in the book of Revelation, the words that Christ ordered John to write to the church at Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2 verse 18. Unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give unto him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's give thanks for these words and pray that God will give us an ear to hear all the message we need for every church, our own and others. Our Father, we give thanks for these words, and we give thanks for all of Scripture. We give thanks particularly for the message of the gospel, that there is good news to guilty sinners. There is good news from Thee, the Holy God, the Sovereign God, that we can have what we need in repentance, in faith, in everlasting life, all through and because of Christ. We not only give thanks in His name, but we ask in His name for that which is needed for us both to know and to do. We pray that we might have it for ourselves, and as we have opportunity to think on these words, to hear these words, we pray that we might have that which is needed for both the church and the world, for both Jew and Gentile. We pray, Father, that soon all of the church might be made one. And we pray also that the Jew and the Gentile might be made one in Christ, in the truth of Thy Word. We pray for Thy Holy Spirit to lead into all truth first in the church, that it might give the right message, that it might believe rightly itself, that it might be one, as Thou, Lord Jesus, did pray to the Father, that we might be one as Thou and the Father are one. And help us to know, Lord Jesus, that Thou truly art one with the Father, the Son of God. Help all to know it, Jew and Gentile, in the church and throughout the world. The false religions that do not acknowledge Thee as the Son of God, we pray that Thou wilt show Thyself to them through Thy Word and by Thy Spirit, all for Thy glory and for their present and eternal good. We give thanks, Father, for these eternal blessings. We also give thanks for the temporal blessings that we have, the blessings that we have in nature when others are suffering because of it. We pray for Thy mercy on them where there is suffering, hunger, homelessness, all the ravages of nature and wind, flood, earthquake, drought, storms in different ways. We pray for those ravaged by the wars and the awfulness of it beyond almost description. We pray, Father, that peace might come through Christ to every nation. We pray for our homes, the needs in them. We pray for those in sickness and injury, for the elderly, for the lonesome. We pray especially for the broken homes, the children in them, that Thou wilt teach them, Father, lead them. We give thanks that we can ask of Thee for those needs, because Thou art abundantly able to do more, exceeding more, than we ask or think through Christ. Amen. As we look at this letter once again, having looked at some of the other letters, looked at this before, and let's always realize who it comes from. It is a letter from him who stated, "These things saith the Son of God." We sometimes speak about different religions, and some even speak about different religions being one. Some have spoken of different religions that go back together to Abraham, but even when we think of Abraham, there's a vast difference. We think of what Abraham was told. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Every blessing through that seed which is Christ, the Son of God, becoming man, taking on him the form of a man from the seed and the lineage of Abraham, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, through the 12 patriarchs, and then on through David and others, till Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. The Holy Ghost put that seed, that baby, in her. So it was the Son of God. He took on him the form of a man. As Paul describes it, he who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, humbled himself and took on him that form as a baby, and then a youth, and then a man, and then sadly rejected, even though it was God's determinate counsel. God's love and our hatred met on the cross. God's love is victorious. Though he was crucified, buried, he rose again the third day, as he said he would, and as David said, that the grave could not keep him. And Peter could say, David, being a prophet, spoke of his resurrection, and that resurrection was fulfilled those 2,000 years ago in Christ rising again. The Son of God, who said while he was here on earth, I have power to lay down my life and power to take it up again. And if we don't know that, if we don't know him whom God sent down in his love, then all the rest is worthless. He rightly said, without me you can do nothing. It's equally true. Without him we can have nothing but death. Death. Eternal death. That's all. We've all earned it. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's all. Absolutely all. No matter what any other religion may say and do, no matter what we may think, we can work. It's true for us today as it was when Israel was brought out of Egypt. When God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It was true, it was the blood of a lamb. But it was a type of Christ. And John the Baptist could say later, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There is, I'm sure, those in the audience today that have not yet believed. There may be those in the audience today that will not be here next week. And if you don't hear today, you don't believe it today, it may be too late. Yes, we can be in the church. I was twice. Different ways of thinking it was salvation. Both ways mistaken. Yes, mistaken. As the Lord Jesus will say to some of these churches here, one of the next churches that he writes to, thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Another one, you say you are rich and in need of nothing. And as we have seen of some of the churches that we have considered in the past, where the Lord Jesus says of them that they say they are Jews, which are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, saying they are Jews with Abraham, saying they are children of God, like some said to Christ while he was here on earth. And we must know that. That is not only the all-important thing for you. It is the glory of God, and especially to the glory of his grace. His glory in giving Christ, showing himself in the face of Christ, sending the message as he did through the apostles, John stating to the Corinthians, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That didn't mean he didn't preach other things, but only that for salvation. Only that for life and life eternal. Given life now through believing, and then by faith, eating of that broken body, drinking of that shed blood, all by faith, as truly as what we eat food. We can by faith partake of Christ. Not only can God say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, but we can believe that that blood was shed for my sin. That body was broken for my sin. He died on the cross for me. Yes, again, for God's glory, but for my and your and every other one that truly believes the Scripture. And I say, truly believes the Scripture, not in part. God gives the warning in Scripture, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Too often we have part of Scripture and part of tradition, as Christ warned when he was here on earth. You make void the commandments of God by your tradition. I know we're stating a long time on the very beginning of the letter of him who wrote it, these things saith the Son of God. If you don't know who he is, it's meaningless what he wrote. It's meaningless what you do. You can do many things religiously, even many good things before God, seemingly. Many good things to other people. But as I already said, Christ said, without me you can do nothing, nothing right. Isaiah states, all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. Even those that are good are often polluted with pride. Yes, pride. Especially when we know the word. Pride that we think we're all right without that repentance toward God that brings us to know that we're lost. Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the Son of God who is here speaking. And you need to believe all of his word, as he said, and Moses said before him, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds and comes from the mouth of God. We need to know that he's the Son of God, as he said before he left this earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Power. Amazing. And one of the blessings of it is, as I read earlier this week from the Gospel of Matthew, when the Lord Jesus says, when he healed a man and forgave a man his sins, he says, what's easier, to say, rise up and walk, or to say your sins are forgiven? And then he said, that you may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins. Power. Yes, it takes power to overcome our pride. It takes power to overcome our unbelief. And later, when we really start to believe what the Scripture says of us, being such sinners, it takes power to help us overcome our doubts and questions. Can such a sinner as I be a child of God? Can such a sinner as I be saved? Can such a sinner as I actually be forgiven for all of those sins and the terribleness of them? Against God, against man. It can be. That's why Christ could write to a church. A church. His body. Bought with his blood. And that's why this is being done. Somewhere in the past, God had sent someone down there to preach the gospel. Someone to do as another church that was written to later, after the gospel was first preached to them, Paul writing to the Thessalonians said, we came not in word only, but in power, with the Holy Ghost and much assurance. That had happened here at Thyatira. And that's why he could say, I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, the last to be more than the first. And once more, I want to just touch on works. We often think of works as what I do, you do, they did. All necessary, all right, but first, yes, first and foremost, uppermost. The Lord Jesus said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And then he's stating that, recorded in John chapter 6, verse 27. In verse 28 we read, then said they unto him, what shall we do, that we might work the works of God? What would you say? I remember one man once, one preacher one time, talking about the things of God and what were the things that we had to do. And his answer was that women wear modest apparel. Very true, they should. It's a command. But we have to do more than that to go to heaven. If that's all one did, they're very likely would be mixed with pride. I'm better dressed than somebody else. I'm more modest than others. But listen to what Christ said when they asked, "What shall we do that we may do the works of God?" Here is the perfect answer, the needed answer, the first answer that we need. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. I was referring a moment ago to what John wrote later in his epistle. What is the command of God? The command of God is to believe on His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Yes, the second one follows. And because we don't, we're sinners, and we just need to go back to the Son. His death for our sin, over and over and over again. But listen once more, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him that whom He hath sent. God sent His only begotten Son. God so loved the world that He sent Him, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish. Without believing, we will perish. Without believing, others will all perish. Don't try to put other religions in place with that. They'll leave a sinner perishing. No matter what they're taught, no matter what they do outside of that, outside of Christ. There's only one door to God. One door to escape the judgment of God. Yes, one door to escape, one door to enter into the kingdom of God. We need to be born again by the Spirit to see it, to see Him. But He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is other things as well, the light of the world, the bread of life, all those things He is. And then, as He said, He has eyes as a flame of fire, and His feet are like fine brass. And He says, "I know thy works." He knew they had believed, and that's why He could write to the angel of the church, one of the seven that He's writing to here at this time, talking about the seven churches and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches, the seven stars that He holds in hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, all of those together, the stars and the candlesticks, the angel of the church, the minister of the church, the pastor of the church, and the churches themselves. God gave His Son for that, and these are His body. I say it again, as I said it before, His blood-bought body. Now He's teaching them, and He will do that to the end. As many as I love, I chasten and rebuke. He gives sound doctrine. My sheep hear My voice, and they follow Me. And here He says, "I know thy works." And He does. He knows everything about us. He knows our sin, and He can make it known to us. He knows our needs, and He has already paid for the greatest need we have, to be reconciled with God through Him, by His death, as Paul said. Preach you the gospel by which you are saved, unless you have believed in vain, as he wrote to the Corinthians. But here, he not only knows these blessings, these fruits of the Spirit, these fruits of Christ, these that are worked in us as well as for us, and we must have both. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. His death is totally outside of what we do. But then He works in us. He works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He works in us, conforming us to the image of His Son. He works in us through His Spirit, giving us these blessings. Well, all we have to do, and what we have to do, is work out that which He worked in us through Christ, because of Christ, and in Christ's resurrection, as Paul would say, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. Paul knew he didn't have enough yet of all these things, this patience, these works. All these blessings, Paul had much of them, certainly more than most others, but yet he felt he needed more. He said, I have not yet attained for that for which I've been apprehended. He'd been plucked as a brand from the burning, but he still knew he needed more. And so does every one of us, and especially today. We need reviving. We need more of the Spirit of Christ. We need it desperately. We need to pray in His name, and we need to pray more for having more of Him, who said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. We need to know that need, and we need to know who can meet that need. Christ, the Son of God. But here he said, I have somewhat against thee. Terrible thing. Few things, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. We saw in one of the other churches that Israel had done this through the teaching of Balaam, the letter to the church at Pergamos. Verse 14, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Here seemed to be much the same thing. The devil knows how to attacked us in the flesh. As I mentioned, I think, in the last message, what John speaks about, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, it's there. And Satan wants to enlarge on it. He wants us to satisfy it. But we are warned that if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. We need Him to hate the world, and we need Him to overcome the world, and we need again, as God said by the pen of John and the book of Revelation, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. First, to pay for all of our sins that we have done, to be forgiven, but also so we don't continue. And as the end of these letters state, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, him will I give power over the nations. And how we need that in the churches, to have power in the nation and over the nations today, all through Christ alone.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord.